Okay, ATM lesson number 257. So this is another variation of arms in the Shanaka candlestick holders. So we're adding more distinctions. I felt like last week was such a powerful lesson for everybody that I like when I build on these lessons and we do more distinctions. So, and it doesn't matter that you missed last week's, so that's okay. So you're lying on your back. So the first thing that we do with you on your back is to start to bring attention and awareness, as I spoke about, to yourself. Noticing how are you lying on your back today? How do you make contact with the floor? Right, so what does that mean? So in your mind, you take your mind, right, to your backside and you start examining. How do the shoulder blades rest? Does each shoulder blade rest on the ground? Is one higher? Is one lower? Is one closer to one earlobe? Is your head turned a little bit to one side? So you're asking questions as you're sensing your contact. What you don't want to do is move, because if you move, you change it. So then you can't feel anything. You don't know what, you just adjusted. So you don't want to be adjusting and you don't want to be trying to make things even. You just want to sense and feel. And then you want to feel from your shoulder blades how your arms feel, how your arms rest along your sides. Do they feel like they rest in the same way? And again, if there's an issue in one of your shoulders, they're not going to rest the same way. And then from there, draw your attention to the center of you, which is your spine. And then from your spine, it goes all the way down and connects to your pelvis. So then you notice how your pelvis, each side of the pelvis, just like the shoulder blades, is resting. Is one side resting more comfortably on the floor? Is one hip or side of your pelvis feel more up and that side of your waist more scrunched and shortened? Right? So what do you notice about you? And then how are your legs lying on the floor? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and then to the left. Good. Now what we did last week, we'll start with, is you're going to bend your knees and you're going to bring your feet to standing. So as soon as you bring your feet to standing, you'll notice that flattens the lower back. Okay? So already there's a change. And then those of you that are new, you can open your eyes for a second because I'm going to show you. You're going to bring your arms like this with your fingers towards the ceiling. Yes. So there you go. So remember this position. So a nickname for this position is like candlestick holder. So you're like candlestick holders. Okay? Right? Okay? You're doing a beautiful job. You want your elbows completely lined up with your shoulders at right angles. Good. Okay. Then from this position, you're going to start to lower your arms towards the floor, up towards your head. That's it. And you only go as far as it's comfortable. And then you stop. So this is, again, you don't want to push. So when you feel like, you see how different the two arms are? Don't look. Sorry, when I say the word see, feel. Feel how different the wrists are. And now bring your arms back. So you're just going to go through this motion. So again, the goal is not to get them on the floor. If you go into a goal, you've missed the whole point of being here. It's useless, right? You want to take the hands back to where you're comfortable and then bring them back up to the starting position. And in this process, feel where is the discomfort? Is it in the shoulder? Is it in an elbow? Is it in a wrist? Beautiful. And you're breathing. Now, the next time that you take your hands there, again, you pause. So you don't go all the way, you pause. And then what you're going to do with your feet is you're going to use your feet to actually lift your pelvis in the air. And when you lift the pelvis in the air, the hands can go more down. So go back to go to where you can, that stopping place. Stop. Now lift your pelvis in the air and feel how the arms can flatten out. Okay? So that makes something easier, right? And really pay attention to this wrist. You got something going. Sorry, my hands are so cold. Okay? So, right? So lift the pelvis high in the air. Let the arms touch. And now what you're going to do is lower the pelvis before you bring the arms back up. And you're going to go through that motion a few times. So what does this do? So you first take your hands back to where they can go. Stop when they can't go anymore. Lift the pelvis high in the air so that then they can actually touch. So you're actually, when you lift your pelvis high in the air, you're lifting your rib cage around your shoulders. So you're kind of tricking back to the brain. You're tricking your brain and your body. Because usually you're asking everything to happen in the shoulder. So now you're adjusting your rib cage around your shoulder. And all of a sudden the shoulder has freedom. It's like, ooh, there's space there. Okay, so go there. Now lift your pelvis high, high, high. See if you can relax those hands, and now see if you can keep the arms there and slowly lower your pelvis again. Lower the chest first. That was good. So you lift and lower in the same way. When you start to lower, don't just drop the pelvis. Lower the chest, the upper back first. Very nice. And then for those of you that were here last week, the beautiful thing about repetition, right, is you go further, right? This isn't so hard for some of you. It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't lose it, did I? Okay, let it go, rest, bring your arms down by your side, lengthen your legs, and rest. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your arms back to the candlestick position. And now you're going to get, probably guess, right? We're going to go the other way. So remember, your elbows are straight out to the sides. Yes, lined up with your shoulders. So now you're going to think of your palms going forward, right? Down towards your sides. Again, it's critical that you stop when you can't go anymore, right? Don't force it. So you just go through the comfort range and then you bring them back up, right? So when your elbows start to slide down and they're not lined up with the shoulders anymore, right? You're a good listener. And then you bring them back up. Okay? So then the next time you come to that stopping place, and then you're going to lift your head. And you're going to lift your head high enough to lift the shoulders, scrunch your belly, and look towards the space in between your legs. And guess what? The hands come to the ground. And you bring them back up, come back to the starting position, bring your head back to the ground, and you try it again. Make sure each time you reposition your elbows. So again, in this position, many of you, your elbows start to move up or down, and they need to be straight out to the side, and that's because of the next movement. So it's really imperative that they're lined up with the shoulders. And for some of you, that's probably a very new awareness. That in itself is an awareness. And then for some of you, when you lower, they start to flare out. Right? So pay attention to that. You want to keep the arms at a right angle. So again, if the arms never touch, that is okay. What's most important is the right angle and the comfort level. You start to realize how silly we are. We push ourselves to do things that are really painful and uncomfortable. Beautiful. Now, let's see if you can just progress for a moment. And what I mean by that is connect the two movements. So you bring your hands back up, and then you'll take them up. You'll lift the pelvis high in the air. Flatten the arms if you can. Then you'll lower the pelvis, bring them back to the starting position. Then you'll take them forward. Then you'll lift the head. And just do that slow. And I want you to spread your feet. I'm not sure why your feet are together. So think of your feet being lined up with your butt cheeks. Yeah. Now go slow. It's hard to go slow, right? Our mind, our life is we're in such a hurry. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Let's rest. So you rest on your back, arms by your side, legs long. And feel what's different, right? That's what matters right now. What is different? And what matters is what is different to you. So every person in the room has a different experience, because based on who you are, things are changing accordingly for you. That's so cool, right? Okay, so this time, to change it up, we're only going to bring the right leg to stand. You're going to bring both arms to the candlestick position. And let me just describe it first. So don't do anything. Just visualize what we're going to do so that you understand. So your arms are in the candlestick. Get there. Right leg is standing. And remember, the foot is lined up with the butt cheek. Okay? So you're going to, in a moment, you're going to push this right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left. When you do that, the right knee has to stay up towards the ceiling. So the pelvis, just like what we're working with the rib cage, is moving around the hip joint. And then as you do this, your left arm goes up, the right arm goes down. Woo! Little twisty-turny. Now we got multiple instructions. Gets a little complicated. This is why you got to go slow. So again, you push with the right foot, roll the pelvis. So that means your pelvis moves around your hip joint. It's not a lift, it's a roll. As you do that, stay there. This arm goes up, that one goes down. And then you go back to the beginning. Okay? So the only thing is keep this leg up and roll. More roll, let this roll. Yeah! And go back. Okay? How come I know you? I know you from somewhere.
I've been here before.
Oh, you have? Okay. I'm like...
I wasn't here for 2 weeks.
Okay, I'm like, you've been here before. That's it. Okay. Okay, so remember, keep this leg up. No, come back. Let me show you. Don't be in a hurry. So you push with the foot, and it's a roll. Roll the pelvis, and let this knee stay up. Okay, so that's it, and then bring the arms back. Now, yep, there. Okay, and then push. Beautiful. Nice, nice. Okay, so keep doing that. So for you girls, right? So here's what I want you to understand. You got four joints. You have your shoulder joints and hip joints. What do they look like? You have a ball and a socket, okay? Everybody thinks here, like this is the arm moving the ball part around, okay? What we're doing in here, so cool, is you're moving what houses the ball, the socket area, around. So the rib cage is moving around the sockets. The hip joint is moving around the sockets. This is where you get the most freedom. So now, as you push, keep this knee up, you're moving the pelvis around the hip, okay? And then you want to let this rib cage keep going, so that frees up this and frees up that. So it's your rib cage that's causing the problem, not your shoulders. Usually it is, that rib cage. I wish we'd come up with a new name. Ribs, just call them ribs. Right? Oh, you're doing the wrong way.
Oh, I am?
Yep. Okay. And remember, the leg has to stay up. Okay. So push your foot, roll the pelvis. Roll. Yeah, this is a roll. Roll. That means this side gets to come up. Roll, roll, roll. Keep the leg up. Wow is right. Nope. Other way with the hands. That's it. Stay there. Elbows got to be up. 90 degree, there you go. Okay, it's a roll. So again, here's like your hip joints. Yes. You're turning the pelvis around it. It feels so awesome, right? No, don't go the other way with the hands.
Just leave it
like right, because you're taking the chest over this way. Are we good? Yes, no? There you go. Open that hip more, roll the pelvis more. Oh! You and your back, right? Is it the back? Okay. Try it one more time and then we'll rest, huh?
This class helped my back. My back's in good shape.
Shoulders are, see, the shoulders and the knees and hips are the hardest, right? That's why this is so important. Okay, rest. Rest. So just rest. Yeah, so we put so much focus on these poor joints and demand so much of them when it's really the area that houses the joint. So now, you know what we're going to do, right? We're going to bring the left leg up. So you're going to bring the arms in your candlestick position. Remember that those elbows have got to be lined up with the shoulders. So it's your job to get the starting position. So on this side, right, you get an opportunity to push the left foot into the floor. Okay, and you roll the pelvis. That means the left side lifts. No, the knee doesn't get a move. When those of you that move the knee is those of you that want to move the joint instead of the pelvis, roll the pelvis. And then keep there, right arm up, left down. And then go back and do it again. So lean your knees, I know, it's that leg. See if you can keep that knee up a little bit better. That's nicer, yeah. And then can you breathe? I haven't been breathing much either. It's a good thing to remind yourself. Breathe. Really good. See, let's see if we can get your rib cage a little bit more involved. Yeah, let this come up over. Oh. Oh.
Oh. This is the looser side.
I cannot tell you enough about having the rib cage become free. That is my greatest gift, right? People always say, how come you can do so much with your legs? The only reason I can do so much with my legs is because I have a free rib cage. So keep those toes down. That's a lift, and that was a scoot. I want you to roll. No lifting and scooting. There, see how tight it is in there? That's why, so just feel you need that, right? See, the hips get free when all this pelvis and the ribs. Yes. You get your arms all twisted. Uh-huh. So it's the opposite. So just think it's the way you're rolling is the way that the arm goes up. Yes. Good. Okay, so now we're going to add on. This is where it gets a little funky, but I know you guys can handle it. So you got your left leg up, candlesticks. You're going to push the left foot into the floor, and as you roll to the right, you keep the arms going, and then they start straightening. So you're here, right? The right one goes up, the left one down, and then they start to straighten. So you go from bending to straightening, and then they come back to bending and back to center. It'll make sense when you start to do it. So push the floor, foot into the floor, roll, arms, and then think of this one straightening and this one straightening down. Yes. Oh. Yes. See, it'll make sense. So the left arm straightens down. Beautiful. The right arm straightens up. That's it, and then straighten up, and then this one down like that. See, that'll help that rib cage more. Beautiful. Okay, so now there's another thing. Keep going so I can move around and help you guys. There's your head, right? So what are you doing with your head, your chin? So let your chin move away from your throat and follow the right arm that's going up, which makes sense. Look at the fingertips. Like you're reaching for something. And feel what that does to the ribs. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Yes! Right? We're so... Right? So let that... no scooting. And you caught yourself. I didn't even have to tell you. You're allowed to come back to class again. Keep those toes down. Nope, no scooting. Just think roll. Just don't even think about your leg. Just think I'm going to roll my pelvis. There you go. Now chin. Look at, yes. Open that rib cage. Stay there. This arm can come. Let this all. Whoa. Yes. Oh, it's right in here. Oh, let that all just go. Oh. Lordy, lordy, how do we get so tight? Beautiful, Lynn. Right? How do we get so tight? I'm trying to think of the person I was thinking about that with. Who was that? Where was I?
That is wonderful.
Even more. And then I want you to look at that hand. Yes. Oh. Yes. Let this open up. Okay, I want you to do it two or three more times. Just go, you know, really open. Think of the rib cage. Again, the rib cage is my best friend. So for those newbies here, right? And some of you don't know this, the oldies, but right, my legs alone have had, 11, 12 surgeries, right? These puppies, right? I've hiked 3 of the highest mountains in the world. How do they do it? The rib cage. Amazing. But when you're tight in the rib cage, it puts so much pressure on your legs. So if you learn anything from me today, beautiful. Roll that rib cage. Open the throat. Okay, when you finish those last couple, come back and rest. Rest. So why do we rest? Why do we pause? Right? Resting is so important. So that this is when your body and brain gets to process what's changing. Right? And that's why sleep is so important. Like right now, my sleep has not been great, which normally never happens to me. I swear that's what causes people to go crazy is lack of sleep. You seriously need sleep. You gotta turn off all the channels and pause, right? I mean, it's our biggest problem right now with ourselves in the world. We don't know how to shut things off and just okay, so now we're going to try the other side. So let's bend the right leg. Bring the arms to the candlestick. So you'll begin first pushing the right foot into the floor. That means left arm up, right arm down. Left arm up, left up. Identify, yes. Roll the pelvis to the left. That's it. Let the chin move away from the throat. Once you know what you're doing, you're going to start straightening those arms, right? So first start with the leg, the pelvis, the ribs, the arms. Keep this knee up. Right? This is your strong point. Yes, you got to keep that knee up. And let this move away from you. Look at this arm. Look like you're going to reach for something. Yes. Feel what you're doing. And there's a lot of components involved. Movement's complicated. So when you go to reach for something, it's not so simple. A lot of things are firing, right? This is why I break it down, because then you discover, where is it not smooth for you? Where do you need to learn something? But if I just told you to reach, You wouldn't do any of this, right? You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't be feeling all these fabulous things. Yeah, right in here. So think of pushing into my fingers. Yeah. Okay. And then this you're doing. Yeah, keep that foot flat. You're just, I know, right? Beautiful. So just keep that, you know, let's just go through this 5-8 more times. So why? Why? So that you can continuously, each time you do the movement, you take it a little bit further. And what does that mean? You look for a greater range. You look for more ease. And you really start to examine, where are you held up? Like, as it gets easier, what is still being challenged? Is it the hip joint? Is it the rolling of the pelvis? Right? That totally matters for you, because I guarantee that then you're hung up with all kinds of movements in that area. So it's so important to recognize that right now. So you go, oh my gosh, this is kind of like the center of all my issues. I didn't realize. That's it. A little bit more right here. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Right, and I could come around and tell each one of you, keep that foot flat, each one of you what it is for you, but then it's not as valuable. Right? It's more important for you to discover for you. Again, it's the awareness, because the moment you discover it, it starts to change. There you go. Yeah, so I'm so sorry, my hands are cold. There, yeah, so. There, that's, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can see the.
Yeah. So one or two more times and then we'll take a break. Good. Okay, come back and rest. So why is it important to have the foot flat? Why is it important to have the knee up? Okay, that's your stability, right? That's your stability. So how do we spend 8 to 12 hours of our day? Upright, standing. So you need to have stability from the foot up and yet the freedom of the rib cage around the pelvis, right? So this is so important, this one movement of getting clarity of how to move your pelvis around the hip joint is vital for standing, sitting, getting in a car, getting out of car, riding a bike, playing tennis, swimming. Whatever you're doing, sitting at a computer, sitting on the couch, going to the movies, right? Because our legs get us from point A to point B, right? So if you're not well organized there, there's a tremendous amount of tightness in the hips, which I think some of you are just figuring out. Okay, so let's go back to both legs being bent, both arms out to the side, back into your candlestick position. So we're going to go back to these two movements and then we're going to add some variations here. But let's just see what it's like back to taking the arms up, then lifting the pelvis. And is something easier and better? Right? What happened? And then lift the pelvis, really lift that rib cage, open around your throat. So much better. And then bring it back down. Yes. Good. It's better, Corinne. Yes? Something got better in there. And then bring the arms forward. So let's go that direction. So sometimes, I think like in your situation, Corinne, is it Corinne? Corinne? So sometimes what happens is when you've been doing a habit so long and the restriction's been there so long, the impediment now is actually tendons and ligaments and muscular structure. That's not following suit. So then when you go to do the skeletal freedom, it's the tension in the muscles and the tendons that are holding you back. Does that make sense? So that's part of the issue when I watch you is now is that your joint gets what to do, but then there's all this muscular structure around that's been holding for so long. So like in that, like, that forearm and that part of, on that side, you turn more in here and here, but this bicep tendon really holds. Uh-huh. So then that's when it gets complicated because the joint's wanting to move, but now it's like the bicep tendon is holding you back. That's it. And then alternate forward and back, which some of you, I think, are already doing. Good. Okay, let's pause and rest for a minute, and then we'll add on the two variations, but we'll rest. Okay, bring your legs up again. Bring the arms back to candlesticks. Okay, so you're going to alter. So we're going to do both legs, so the legs stay the same, but you're going to alter the arms and turn your head. So let's do left arm up, right arm down, lift the pelvis with both legs, and look at your left arm. There. Left arm. Come back, lower the pelvis, bring the arms back, and then you'll lift the pelvis again with both legs, take the right arm up, left arm down, look at the right arm. So you always look at the arm going up. So this time you're using both legs, right, and you're alternating the arms and turning your head. Beautiful. So you come up into the bridge position, breathe. Okay, so now you're going to add on one more variation, right, which is the straightening. So once you're up high in the air, and let's say the left arm is going up, the right arm down, then you lengthen them as you're up. Open the throat, the chin moves away, that's it. So you like lengthen them, then you bring them back, then you lower the pelvis. So it's real important those feet are lined up with your buttocks cheeks. Try not to rush it. Try not to be in a hurry. And can you keep your rib cage and pelvis over you? Right? So it kind of wants to shoot to one side when you change the arms. Try to keep it in the center. Beautiful. Okay. Let it go. Let's rest. Now we got another little different variation. That actually the lesson started with, but I bypassed it because of having newbies. Okay, so this time you're going to bring the soles of your feet together and bend your knees out to the side. Okay, so what this does is it kind of takes the hips out of it. So now bring the arms back to the candlestick. And let's start with the first part, which is taking both arms up towards your head. Come back to the beginning and then downward. And just see what is it like now when we eliminate the hips and the pelvis. Right, so we brought them in. We used them to help the rib cage. And now the rib cage doesn't need all that help. And if you want, you can lift your head when you lower your arms forward to help the rib cage a little bit. That's, there you go. Really, yes. That's it. Breathe. Okay, straighten your legs, let's rest. So rest on your back, think about all the things we did, all the variations. So we're going to do one last round, and I'm going to let you choose. I haven't done this in a long time. So we did all these different variations. So you either can choose, right? It's so interesting how we choose things, right, in life. So you either can choose the variation that felt the most challenging or the variation that gave you the most pleasure. You felt like, felt super good, right? So pick one of the variations that you'd like to just go through. Again, one you might want to refine a little bit better, one you just want to feel good. You just liked how it felt. So pick the variation for you and just do it two or three times. noticing why you picked it, and then you'll come back to your back and rest. Okay. Come to your back. Rest. Roll your head gently to the left and to the right. See how that's feeling. And again, asking yourself, what's changed? What's different? How do I feel compared to when I walked in? Right? And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side. You're going to come to sitting and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.